You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined on this beautiful Sunday by my beautiful co-host. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me. So we had a thing come up this week about escrow, and there always seems to be some problems with escrow. They're either short or they have overcharged or whatever the case is, but there are some rules around all that. So, Doug, have you ever made a bet with a friend and had some other friend hold your money for you?
Yes.
Okay. So that's basically what escrow is. You're just taking a wager out on your insurance and your taxes and all that good stuff.
Well, let's make sure we're specific here, because when you put earnest money down on a property, it goes into escrow.
Right.
Okay. So because it is an escrow account is money that's held to the side.
Correct.
Okay. Just like you described. But
right.
With what we're talking about is exactly what you just said. And that is
the taxes, insurance,
and private mortgage insurance for your house.
Right. Exactly. So what I wanted to ask you, Doug, is how does that work usually for a borrower and a lender? How does all that come together?
All right. So the way it comes together, the government has set some rules out on how it works. So this should be the same with pretty much any lender that you go to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they can't keep more than 2 months extra of a cushion in the account. So if you take your taxes, yearly tax amount, and you divide it by 12, that's your monthly tax amount. Yearly insurance amount divided by 12 is your monthly insurance amount. So I want you to think about when you buy your house. So let's say you buy your house in May.
Okay.
You buy a house in May, means your first payment's not going to be due. You skip June, your first payment's due on July 1st.
Okay.
Well, when are taxes due? In Missouri, as an example. In Missouri, taxes are due every December.
Right.
Okay, so first payment was due. First payment came in on July 1. So they paid July, August, September, October, November, December. So they paid 6 payments. But they need 12 payments to pay all of your taxes for the year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're 6 payments short. So we are going to escrow those 6 payments we're short plus a 2-month cushion.
Got it.
We would take 8 months of taxes to start that account.
Okay.
Same formula with insurance. The only difference with insurance is that it's due typically the month that you bought your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so instead of being due in December, it can vary based on when you bought your house.
And that's,
and that's how they calculate how many months they can keep in reserve. Now, what happens too, there's something called an aggregate adjustment.
Okay.
You probably never heard that term.
No.
You're not going to know really what this means even after I talk about it. But the formula that a lot of lenders use takes too much money to put in the escrow account. And they have to do what's called an aggregate adjustment where they give you some of that money back.
Okay.
And this is done on your settlement statement or now on what's called your closing disclosure. Okay, you'll see this at closing. It'll happen. It's built into your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The computer kicks out a formula. I don't know a single person in the mortgage industry that could calculate this by hand. Okay. But
that mysterious, eh?
Yeah, it's pretty mysterious. But it's there and it's important.
Right. So its purpose for the escrow money to be held, its purpose is for what?
The purpose is so that at the end of the year when taxes are due, okay, you don't have to come up with 12 months all at once.
Right.
Okay. It increases the lender's risk if you don't have an escrow account as a consumer. Okay, because they can, you know, they're going to force you to budget this by paying it every month rather than counting on you to pay it all at the end of the year.
Well, right. And that just lessens their risk a little bit because, I mean, let's just say that your house burns down and you forgot to pay your insurance. Now the risk is even higher and greater on the lender.
Right.
At that
because
point.
They have to know. Like if you're escrowed, then they know that yours is paid.
Right.
Okay. If you don't escrow, now they have to get notification from your insurance company if you stop paying because they'll pay it for you.
Right.
They'll force place it.
Right. Okay. And so how does one benefit from escrow?
Well, I think the major benefit is the fact that it does budget it for you.
Right. Because at the end, who has $1,200?
Well, and it's just another bill you're not responsible for paying.
Right.
You just make your mortgage payment, you get on autopilot, and it's just built in for you.
Right. Okay. So now, if you build a home, a new home, how is that different?
All right. So on a new home, it gets much more complicated because when you build a new home, the tax amount is just based on the land. So let's say a house that might have $4,000 in taxes once it's built, might only have, say, $400 a year in land tax. So now we have to create a formula and totally guess at what we think the future taxes are going to be.
So that's where some issues can come up.
Absolutely, because it's a total guess by your lender. Mm-hmm. They don't know what your taxes are going to be, and the county's
because
not
the value
tell
of the home, you don't know what it's going to be assessed at.
Mm-hmm. Well, and every municipality is a little bit different on how they're going to calculate it.
Right.
So we have to come up with a formula to try to get you there, and then you have to be aware enough that if it's different from that as a homeowner, you need to protect yourself and make sure that your lender knows so you don't have a shortage.
Wow. That's that kind of sets you guys up for failure a little bit.
Well, it does. And we've gotten pretty good at making these estimates.
Yeah.
And we'd rather overestimate than underestimate.
That's
in those cases.
Right. All right. So what happens to your current escrow account when you refinance?
All right. So when you refinance, if you refinance with the same lender that you have your loan with, sometimes they'll do an escrow transfer, but that doesn't happen very often. In most cases, what happens is you get a refund on your escrow account somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks after closing.
Okay.
Every once in a while, we'll see one where they actually, you take it right off your payoff and give it to you right on your payoff statement. Doesn't happen very often. Usually it's 2 to 4 weeks later, they're going to send you a check for whatever's left in that escrow account.
Okay. So if I were to refinance, how much money should I expect to place in escrow?
All right. So when you refinance, how much would you expect to place in it? It's going to depend on what month of the year it is.
Okay. Well,
okay. Because it changes throughout the year. The further we get into the year. Okay. So let's say you refinance in August. Okay. That means your first payment's not due until October. And you know, now we're going to have to take about a full year of taxes to have enough to pay that bill for you in December.
Mm-hmm, right.
So we'll do those numbers for you as a lender and get you
close.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get you very close on it.
So can escrow be waived at all?
Okay, so when you say can escrow be waived, the question is, do you have to have an escrow account or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the answer, if you put at least 20% down, then you will have the option of waiving escrows.
Okay.
But there's a charge for it. It's a 0.25% charge on pretty much all loans out there for somebody that wants to waive
escrows. That's just to cover the risk, right?
It does cover the risk. There's a little increased risk with it. My advice on that, I used to waive escrows because I wanted to have control of my money. And then after several times, it's Christmas time, I'm dishing out money for Christmas, now I have to pay taxes too. I went back to being much happier having it escrowed, even personally. Even somebody with, I consider myself pretty disciplined in saving, still better to have an escrow account in most cases.
Right. So I guess there's a couple questions about how to avoid problems and then how to handle property tax increases, if you can get to that real quick.
Yeah. So very briefly, you really need to know your escrow account is based on a certain amount of taxes or a certain amount of insurance. And we have to look at the previous year's taxes whenever we estimate those amounts. So once you get the new tax amount, then you need to call your lender and let them know what that is so they can make a quick adjustment. Because if you don't, you could be a full year off and it could be hundreds of dollars different. And now they're going to raise your payment significantly to make up for it.
Right.
All right. So if you want to see this information, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for Escrow or Not to Escrow is the name of this blog post. And you'll see if it's, you know, see if it's right for you and learn a little bit about this. So don't want to miss next Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on the FM News Talk 97.1, the Doug Haldeman Show. Becoming a financial juggernaut, simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week. Yeah.